to On the Edge with April Mahoney brings. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Hello, brains, and welcome home to On the Edge with April Mahoney. I see the phone lines are lighting up. How kind of you to tune in and get turned up today. I appreciate you and value your time. Relationships. I like to talk about relationships because there's so many layers to them. The word relationship, what does that mean? It means the way in which two or more concepts, objects, or people are connected or the state of being connected. What does a relationship really look like? How does it show up in the world? You know, so I went out and sought out one of the best, Kimberly Von Berg, and she is going to talk to us about relationships. She is a relationship expert and love coach. Kim is dedicated and truly passionate about transforming the lives and relationships of singles and couples. She believes that we have been given the gift of intimate relationships to learn how to love in our deepest capacity so that we radiate this love into all areas of our life. You know, she's real smart. She's a big brain. She's received a master's degree in humanistic psychology and is California credentialed as a teacher and certified in neuro-linguistic programming. That's how you talk to your brain. So help me welcome our guest today, Kim Von Berg. How are you, Kim?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, I'm
excited.
So honored to have you.
Thank you.
I love to have brains on. You know, this talking about real life applications. Relationships are so layered. They're so complicated. I don't think they have to be that complicated. As human beings, we make it more difficult than it should be. But then without it, you know, what would smart people like you be, right? So tell us a little bit about you and how you got started in coaching couples.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, I didn't even know what coaching, other than, you know, coaching a basketball team was.
Right.
But I got fascinated with relationships. In the 90s when my relationship at that time with my deceased spouse, we were having problems, and it's like we loved one another, but for whatever reason we couldn't seem to get along. And I just got fascinated with them, and I'll spare the whole history of what happened, but we turned our whole relationship around, first of all, studying communication skills, but eventually it was like, wow, we need to get this out there. So we co-started a business in 1997. So I've been doing
wow.
this a long time. I've gone through a long evolution, especially after my partner passed. But, you know, studying NLP and all kinds of emotional healing modalities and other things. I got involved with Calling in the One, which is, and got to mentor with Catherine Woodward Thomas, and got fascinated with the deep work she does with singles. So anyway, I could go on and on, but that gives you a little bit of a gist that I've been doing this a long time.
Right, right.
And fascinated with it. Yes.
What did you do before you got fascinated, you know, with love?
Oh,
and
funny that you asked that. I was a teacher, a math teacher at that, in high school math teacher, and I didn't like classroom teaching, so I had started a tutoring business. So I was running a tutoring business, which, by the way, I still own, but on the side I manage some tutors because I still love education. I think a lot of what I do in my relationship coaching is education.
Well, you know, and again, that's mathematics too, because it's energy,
yes.
It's science, it's, you know, it's 1 + 1 = 2, or 2 - 1 = 1. So you have to get down to it. I understand. So on
exactly.
relationships, tell us some of your successes when it comes to relationships? You know, you see a couple that have come to you and, you know, they're really at their wits' end. Give me a couple takeaways that you might suggest to them on how to maintain that. Would that be, you know, spending more time together or less time together or love making more? What are some of the things that you suggest to your couples?
Wow, thank you for asking that. I think it's a duo combination, what I've found in working with couples. And, you know, I can give lots of examples of when I start to work with a couple that what happens is I both realize when they really dive into discovering what works and, you know, learning communication skills and learning how to, you know, express their vulnerability with one another and all that, what happens a lot of times is they realize they need to do their own emotional healing work.
Right.
So
right.
It's a combination of learning some skills, which I teach, and I can even teach a couple pointers right now on communication skills. But then it's also realizing, wow, the reason I get triggered is not him or her.
Right.
It's
right.
Often more, wow, this is tapping into something old that needs, you know, clearing out and healing.
Right, right.
Yeah, so
well,
I do kind of a duo, and it's getting in touch with what needs healing that we're getting. And, it, you know, relationships are the best place to discover that. Intimacy
right.
is the best place to discover that, wow, when he looks at me that way or when she, you know, doesn't come home when she said exactly or something happens, that really gets me. And then you know, wow, where's that coming from?
Right.
You know, and
right.
usually I do a lot of various modalities to help people discover the core of that and you know, heal from it and move forward because really relationships work best when we're both coming from a what I would like to call our aware adult self.
Mm.
When we're coming
okay.
from that space, oh my God, so much is possible in love and intimacy
right.
and, you know, deep connection. And even when there's conflict, you know, conflict comes up, there's the way to actually work it through when you're both coming from an adult.
Right. Well,
yeah.
Some folks are never going to grow up, you know what I mean? But in my definition of relationship, it says when two or more concepts or objects or people, you know, and so when you think of concepts, you think of blame or you think of, you know, like you said, triggers or even
yeah.
childhood trauma or maybe the relationship that you experience watching your parents as you grow up. Do you have any, you said you had some great suggestions, but do you have any suggestions on how people can really do a self-evaluation and identify and say, hey, you know what, this is not the other person's fault. This is actually something that's innately in me. How do they recognize that and be honest and show up?
Oh, that's a great question. That's something I've really studied a lot because it was happening for me. Here I am
right?
teaching these communication seminars, and people are actually saying, hey, there's these areas where I can't practice communication skills because I am upset, you know, I'm pissed or I'm, and then
right.
me too, you know, I mean, it wasn't, so I really looked into that. And so what I will say is it's developing a capacity to notice that we're getting triggered, emotionally triggered, and to be able to remove ourselves for a short time to
mm-hmm.
calm ourselves down, to really go inside and look at where is this coming from? Is this exactly what this – sometimes there's something that we need to set a limit with anyway, with behavior
right.
that's happening presently.
Boundaries.
We need to set a boundary with. But at the same time, it might be triggering something from old. Now, I actually have a free workshop at kimvonberg.com that's exactly – it's called Three Keys to Handle Your Emotional Triggers. So, and I decided to make it free. So all you have to do is go to kimvonberg.com and look for free tools, and I have a free workshop. It's an hour workshop on how to handle getting emotionally triggered.
Right, and that's
yeah.
good. And just because you get emotionally triggered, that doesn't mean that you have to pull the trigger and go kaboom. You know, I've been married to Mr. Magnificent for 34 years. And
that's
some of
fantastic.
The things, yeah, it's not for chumps.
I'm sure you have some things to say about relationships as well.
It does, but, you know, what I had to think about, number one, is I always reserved a little bit more for me. You know, you love on someone so hard that you forget who you are and you get lost in the situation, and then you feel like a victim, or you feel that you're vulnerable, or you feel like you're
yeah.
being used. But you've never set that, like you said, boundary, and you've never set that line or that limit for yourself. I think that that's very important. But also, I try to be who he is. I try to put on his hat and maybe think about it from his perspective. Okay, well, maybe that wasn't his intention. Or if I was in this position, maybe I would handle it this way or that way. Do you do a lot of role reversals and exercises with your clients to help them identify these things and put themselves in the other person's shoes for a minute?
Oh, I love that you asked that, because it taps into a whole arena that I teach couples and also do workshops on, called what I call deep listening. And part of deep listening is a concept that Carl Rogers developed called unconditional positive regard. And
So
developing that capacity, it also includes for ourselves, because a lot of times we're projecting, if we don't like ourselves, we're projecting that on our partner.
Right.
So unconditional positive regard, part of the exercise is developing it for our own selves and then for our partner. How do you do that? A lot of it involves, you know, taking space, like when somebody says something that upsets us, not to immediately respond, you know, take a space in there, a deep breath even.
Right,
and,
right.
And then mirror back what they're saying, even if we don't like what they're saying, but mirror back so that we really are finding out if what we took in is what they actually meant to say. Because sometimes we're
so
full of our crap that
we're
hearing something they didn't even say.
Women are quick to do this. They'll say, move the neck and move the finger. So did I really hear you say that, blah, blah, blah? But, you can't do it with an attitude. You've got to kind
of take
that deep breath and that pause to recognize that this is really what I could be exuding. This is really, you know, this could be real here.
Right.
How do you work with singles? That's what I want to know, because, again, they have to be able to have a relationship with themselves, know who they are, before they can pour into someone else. Do you have some suggestions for people that are looking for love or in the dating scene?
Yes. Oh, thank you for asking that, because I am so passionate about my calling in the one coaching, because I had the huge gift of being able to mentor personally with Catherine Wilbur Thomas several years ago. And so that's a component that I do. Now, as far as advice, because you asked advice for singles, really, if you've been in the dating scene for a long time, or you even if you've just begun and you're getting discouraged, because let's face it, dating is not easy.
No.
You know, especially if you're quote-unquote conscious person, you know, like, I know, you know, somebody into self-development and the kinds
right.
of things I was. It's not easy, because the way it's set up now, especially with online dating, it's very impersonal, and it can really be discouraging and disappointing. And you know,
right.
I hear people that just give up, you know, especially the baby boomer generation. So what I would just advise is, first, start out by looking at your previous patterns in romance, because if you've had patterns where, let's just say, for example, you keep attracting men who are emotionally unavailable, for example, or let's say, I don't know, I had one client that for some reason she always had, she'd find out later that every man that she dated was an addict of some sort.
Oh, wow.
You know, not necessarily, substances, but something,
right.
you know. And
right.
And so you look at the patterns, and then you discover what's behind your pattern. So a lot of times it involves some healing work and also something you've adopted in a belief about yourself subconsciously. Because really, our self-identity and beliefs underlie and shape all of our experiences, including dating, including romance, including love. So we look at what's underneath that and then do some healing work before you put yourself out there on the online dating profiles and all that, because it can be really discouraging for people because they're going to just keep re-experiencing stuff that just, you know, they end up just giving up on love.
And this online dating stuff, girl, I'm so glad I don't have to mess with that mess. And folks are out there catfishing, got pictures of, because I run into a lot of strange things on the internet here. And they're not even who they profess to be.
Oh, you're right.
They don't live where they say they're going to live. And people literally fall in love through the computer screen. I have no idea how that works. I don't even want to be bothered with that. I think if I broke up with Mr. Magnificent, I'd probably be celibate the rest of my life. I would never go back to get it because I can't figure it out. It's no human interaction. And communication is key. It is about opening your mouth and talking. And I tell my girlfriends all the time, what you have to know is that men communicate differently than women. We are verbal, you know, flowers. We want to bloom. We want to tell you what's going on. We want you to cry. We want you to hug. But men, you have to look at their actions. You have to go by what they do because they don't communicate like we do. They don't feel the way that we feel. You know, they want just the answer. They don't want to hear a whole bunch of, you know, reasons why. They just want a result. So the communication is key with that. So do you also do retreats? Do you provide retreats for some of your couples?
Yeah, actually, that's something in the works. I haven't actually... we had to cancel the one we had that we were trying to put together this last summer. But it's definitely something in the works. In fact, I think we had pulled down the page, but we were, it's something that I really want to do because the workshops people want as a couple that is actually, this is requests coming to me from all my couples. Cause I have quite a few clientele who are couples.
Right.
But anyway, yes, and yet it hasn't happened quite yet.
Well, that's really good because I've always wanted to do that, even though I've been married and I've been in a loving relationship for 34 years. But I think that would be good to kind of check in, or I might be opening up Pandora's box. You never know. I might be better off not doing it.
No, but even if you did, I mean, that's an opportunity for growth. So
now, you know, the world has become more liberal, has become more open to same-sex marriages. And so I have talked to some other relationship counselors and coaches. Do you see that there is a uniqueness? I don't want to say difference, but is there a uniqueness in heterosexual couples and gay couples? You know, two women have, again, like I said, the same emotional type of communication and draw, and I'm sure that men have the same type of compassion and ego. Do you find that there's a difference in those types of relationships?
Oh, yes. I mean, actually, I fundamentally don't think there is a difference. Like at the real deep core, we all have the same feelings. We all have the same woundings, you know, from our childhood that we have to work through that come up in intimacy. But on the surface, yes, there are differences because in the gay community, especially women, they tend to get attached too quickly and don't know one another. I know they have a running joke in the lesbian community, which is, you know, what does a lesbian drive to her second date? It's a U-Haul. but anyway, yeah. And then with the gay men, unfortunately, I mean, you find that there's kind of a superficiality of it focusing on sex, so that everything's about sex, and then there's a lot of cheating tends to be more happening more in the two men community than, I mean,
right.
you know, so just kind of surface things. But once you work through that and you really get to two emotionally mature people, you're back to the same issues that it doesn't matter what the orientation is.
Right. Well, you know, I'll stick myself out there and say it. You know, I have a lot of gay friends, and I've mm-hmm. seen them go through some very tumultuous emotional relationship. Number one, coming out and being gay or being a lesbian is a life-changing event. Then trying to couple that and make a monogamous relationship with someone, getting someone to trust you, having them be your partner, getting acclimated in their family, them getting acclimated in your family. There's a whole different, or if you have children, if you have been, you know, in a relationship, a heterosexual relationship, and now you have come out and identified with who you are and you have a homosexual relationship, that's a whole nother level of complication that people have to work through. And I've seen it in, you know, pretty tragically, you know, a lot of bad fights, suicides, a lot of extra emotion there. So I'm really glad that there are people like you that are, you know, conscious and aware and working with, you know, this population to really kind of help them navigate, you know, the love through that. And because it's very, very tender, and it's something that should be, you know, handled with care. Tell us a little bit about your program, your groundbreaking program, Miraculous Communication, 3 steps to create extraordinary relationships. Now, you got a extraordinary. Define that for me.
I love that you asked that. Okay, that's actually, I'm writing a book on this now because this program came out about 4 years ago, and I tell you, I'm having such huge breakthroughs with couples with this. I originally designed it for any kind of relationship, you know, and it does work for, you know, I remember I had in my first class that I taught online, you know, some mothers and grown daughters, you know, working on their relationship and things like that.
Okay.
And so it does work for that. But I just realized there was so much juiciness to this that could be applied to my passion, which is working with singles and more the romantic arena, that I just took the program and kind of massaged it a little bit to incorporate more things for romantic couples, you know. And really, there's going to be more about this when I publish my book, which I plan to do by March 1st. But it's basically the 3 foundations incorporate the inner wisdom around what is an extraordinary relationship and really diving into preparing, getting ready for that level, which means that we ourselves need to step into our greatest selves.
Right.
And then it's learning the basic skills, which I teach. I've taught, that's what I've been doing for 20 years, is teaching communication seminars. So it's bringing in the relationship skills. And then the last part of it, the 3rd step, is really how do you go from where you're at in your relationship to flourishing? You know, how do you, and a lot of that is really getting clear on what is extraordinary and how the couple can live from that place.
Right.
And
that
create
word
the
extraordinary
vision.
Is defined by those individuals, you know? That could
yes.
be.
Yes. I mean,
you know,
I do
living
some
in a
guidance.
Nudist colony, or it could be, you know, staying at
you're
home
right.
watching football.
You're absolutely
so what does that
right,
look
but
like?
But I do teach some basic things around kind of the structure of an amazing relationship. Like some, what are the structures of it? And then they get to fill in the whole. They can have a mansion, or they can have a shack in the woods, or whatever they want with that structure. But
at least they have a foundation. So you
exactly.
have another exciting. I think this is your online program. What is Candid with Kim? Tell us about that.
Oh, thanks for asking about that. It's something I just am exploring. I started it about 4 months ago. And, by the way, the next one's next Tuesday. I actually rescheduled it. It was supposed to be today, but because of my interview today, Oh. We're doing it next. But it's usually
thank you for shifting stuff around to be with our brain.
It's usually the third Tuesday of the month. And basically, there are questions that I field in from emails and whatever my live clients have been asking me. And I'll take one that I usually get excited about that I have something to say about. And I'll have a really mini talk about it, 20 minutes. And then we go into question and answers. You know, people get to ask questions, usually around a theme. You know, like last month it was about needs in a relationship.
Okay.
And then before that is what are the main components of a healthy relationship. And then before that it was how do we stop negative patterns, you know, in our relationships.
Mm.
So it varies what the theme is. Yeah, actually,
right.
I think this one next week we've decided it's going to be on what's emotional maturity. So we're gonna dive into that.
Can you send a copy of that to the White House? I'm sorry, that slipped out, but I'm telling you, the world is in a different place now.
Oh my gosh.
It really, really
Don't
is.
Me...
So tell my brain how
will
they
be
can get
into the choir.
I know. Tell my brain how
topic.
To get in contact with you so that they can get some more, some deep listening and work on that with you and, you know, kind of work through some of these issues so that they can have miraculous communications and
oh,
an extraordinary
thank you.
Relationship.
Okay, well, you know, I have actually two websites. Thriving Loving Relationships has been the name of my business for years and years and years, but I just decided recently to do a kimvonberg.com to have that focused on my services for couples. So basically, if you go to kimvonberg.com and click on singles, it takes you over to my Thriving Loving Relationships website. So I don't mean to confuse people, but in any case, if you just go to kimvonberg.com, you can see what I have over there. Under free tools on kimvonberg.com, most of it is centered around being in a relationship. You know, all the services. Like I have my free workshop there on getting emotionally triggered, what to do about that. I have all that on kimvonberg.com. And then at thrivinglovingrelationships.com, I have a number of things for singles, and you'll see free gifts at thrivinglovingrelationships.com. I have... You can peruse. I have a number of things. But what I do want to say is I am willing to give a free 30-minute consultation if you're in a relationship or you're single just to see if I can help you get really clear on your next step in what you want to create in your love life. So
wow.
At kimvonberg.com, that's just at kimvonberg.com/free-consultation, or you can just go to the site and look under the menu free tools. It's there too.
Did you hear that, Brains? She is offering you some free tools to have extraordinary love and an extraordinary relationship. I want to thank you so much, Kim Vonberg, for being here with me and the Brains on the Edge and teaching us how to have a thriving, loving relationship. Talking to us about, you know, blame and our boundaries and our triggers, all of that is so important. And even if you're not in love with another person, learn to be in love with yourself. You know, Kim is also great at NLP. I tell you all the time, it's how you talk to yourself, Brains. You got to talk to yourself before you can talk to anybody else. And I thank you so much for letting me talk to you here on The Edge every day, all day. You can find me on the World Wide Web, April is on the Edge on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I got a web page. Who even does a website anymore? I got a landing page. But you can always find me here on Blog Talk Radio and another 210 episodes. So, Kim, thank you so much for coming here and being with us on the Edge. And please know that come back and teach us more because relationships are important and communication is key.
Yay.
All right, Brains, be good.